So let's review. There are four types of water sources, a public be'er and a privately owned be'er, wells that are fed from natural springs and generally do not dry up, a public bar and a privately owned bar, cisterns of collected rainwater that can potentially dry up. The Mishnah at the bottom of the previous Amud says, Echad bar harabim ube'er harabim ube'er hayachid oisin len pasin avl bar hayachid oisin len mechitza gavai yod tfachim divrei b'kiva. Kiva holds that pasim b'rois works for all types of water sources, except for a privately owned bar, which requires a proper mechitza of 10 tfachim high, as Rashi explained on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The leniency of pasim b'rois was allowed only for the purpose of access to the water. In a bar de yachid, we must be concerned that he will continue to carry even after there is no more water. Therefore, Kiva requires a real mechitza of 10 tfachim. However, in a bar de rabim, some will remember that it is no longer permitted to carry there. Repeat him above Oimer, Ein oisin pasin el be'er harabim bilvad, ul'shar oisin chagur gevay asar tvachim. We may use pasin only for a public well. All others must have a surrounding of three horizontal ropes, 10 tvachim high, as described in Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes, Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha ke Yehuda ben Bava. The halacha is that pasin beris works only for a be'er derabim of mayim chayim, a public well of live spring water. Zok the Mishnah, Va'oid Amar Yehuda ben Bava. This Mishnah has three parts. First, if a karfaf, an enclosed area of 70 plus amas by 70 plus amas, the equivalent of base asayim or less, which is not used for everyday use, there's a three-way machlokes of what else it needs in order to be permitted to carry in it. Yehuda ben Bava holds, it needs a watchman's booth, a small home, or be close to town. As Rashi explains, he holds that even an area smaller than Beis Asai must be hook of ladir, meant for some residential use. He also holds that larger than Beis Asai is us to the carry-in, even if hook of ladir. Yehuda holds, it only needs a bar or ditch or a cave. He basically follows the opinion of Yehuda ben Bava, but allows a weaker residential use. Rabbi Kiva says, it does not need anything other than being no larger than 70 plus by 70 plus amas. The Gemara at the top of Amud Beis explains that he basically holds, like the Tanakam of the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that we may carry in an area of Beis Asayim even if it's Lehuk of Ladir, not enclosed for residential purposes, but for storage and the like. The difference between them is, the Tanakam allows up to a full Beis Asayim, a full 5,000 square amas. Rabbi Kiva only allows up to a bit less than the Beis Asayim. The second part of the Mishnah discusses the shape of a karfim shlehuk of ladira. The Gemara notes that, which Rabbi Kiva says, Obavad sheyehebo shivim amah v'shirayim, ashivim amah v'shirayim. Rabbi Kiva holds that a permissible karfim shlehuk of ladira is only if it is 70 plus by 70 plus amas square. The Gemara explains that the shear of a Beis Asayim is derived from the Chatzar HaMishkan, which was 50 by 100 amas, for a total of 5,000 square amas. However, since the pasuk says Oyricha Chatzar Meya Ba'ama V'Reichav Chamishim B'Chamishim, it indicates that we are to split the Chatzar into two sections of 50 by 50. As Rashi further explains, we split up one section into strips, which are theoretically placed around the other section of 50 by 50. To create a larger square of 70 plus by 70 plus amas. The Mishnah then cites another two opinions regarding the shape, that of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi. However, based on the Brice, the Gemara explains the Machlok is not as literally written. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi hold that the Karfav may be rectangular up to a ratio of 2 to 1, as the Chatzar Mishkan was 50 by 100, but it may not be even one amma longer than 2 to 1. The Machlekes is that Rabbi Yossi holds that Katchila there is a preference for it to be square. Rabbi Eleza holds that there is no preference. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi that a rectangular karfif is fine as long as the length is not double the width. And paskins like Rabbi Kiva that no dira or watchman's booth is necessary to allow carrying in the karfif up to Beis Asayim. The Gemara continues, Karfif shu Yosef me Beis Asayim shahuk of ladira. A karpov larger than Beis Asayim that was hook of ladira surrounded for the purpose of normal living, and then nizra rubai hareyu kaginav asa. If the majority was planted with vegetables, it becomes like a garden, which is not suitable for normal living usage, and it is asur to carry in. Nata rubai hareyu kachasur umutu. If the majority is planted with trees, it becomes like a courtyard, which is considered a living place, and it is mutter to carry in. The third part of the Mishnah teaches three chiddushim of Rabbi Loi, which will be explained further on Daf Chavav.